Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, August 30th. You'll be interested to know, 41 years ago, today, in 1983, Vuillon S. Bluford, a United States astronaut, became the first African-American to travel into space, serving as a mission specialist aboard the Shuttle Orbiter Challenger, and later flew on three other missions. This historic achievement marked a significant milestone in space exploration and inspired future generations of astronauts. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-high swell with occasional thigh-high sets from Friday to Monday. Mornings will be semi-glassy to glassy with light offshore winds, becoming semi-choppy to semi-bumpy in the afternoons as winds shift to onshore. Friday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking fair in the morning until 11 at 2 feet. Then it gets a little choppy midday, but should be rideable for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with the 3-foot incoming high tide, when the northwest swell is 1 feet at 15 seconds and the onshore wind is 5 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 4 foot at 9 a.m. with a 2.5 foot low tide at 1:45. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 66 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:14 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:23. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Friday with temperatures reaching near 76 and a northwest breeze. Tonight, expect patchy fog after 11 p.m., partly cloudy skies with a low of 64 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect patchy fog each morning through Tuesday, clearing by mid-morning. Days will be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s to low 80s and light west winds. Nights will be partly cloudy with lows in the mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the City of San Diego Planning Commission has voted to pause plans for a 3-story, 20-unit apartment building in Ocean Beach. The project, intended to replace a vacant 1-story building at Point Loma Avenue and Ever Street, was halted due to environmental and safety concerns. The commission unanimously approved an appeal declaring the lot part of the Ocean Beach Cottage emerging historical district. Local residents celebrated the decision, emphasizing the need to preserve the neighborhood's character. However, some argue the project would provide affordable housing in a high-resource area. Now on to sports. College football is in chaos, yet fans are more excited than ever. Recent changes, such as players profiting from their name, image and likeness, relaxed transfer rules, and schools chasing television dollars have created rare matchups in novel locations. Resale ticket sales are up 42% compared to last season, hotel rates are surging, and airlines are adding flights to meet demand. A prime example is LSU versus USC at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas this weekend. In local sports, the Padres on the road lost to the Cardinals 4-1. And tonight, the Padres are on the road in Tampa Bay to take on the Rays. In top news, this summer has been the most humid on record, driven by human-caused climate change, intensifying heat waves and downpours. Scientists confirm that both the United States and the planet are experiencing unprecedented humidity levels, pushing heat close to survival limits in some regions. This increase in humid heat, predicted by climate models, has serious consequences, including greater stress on the human body, more extreme rainfall, and increased cooling demand. With a few days left in meteorological summer, 2024 is set to break records for humidity, continuing a trend that has doubled extreme humid heat since 1979. In business news, Apple is reportedly considering investing in OpenAI during its next fundraising round, which would value OpenAI at more than $100 billion. This move follows Apple's June announcement of a partnership with OpenAI for artificial intelligence features. Microsoft, a longtime Apple rival, has already invested $13 billion in OpenAI, complicating potential returns for Apple. This investment could dilute Microsoft's role as OpenAI's primary benefactor, reflecting the fierce competition and high stakes in the artificial intelligence race. Both companies are valued at over $3 trillion, and the artificial intelligence boom is spurring their race to a $4 trillion market cap. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $59,000. Ethereum is just over $2,500. And Solana is $139. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Are coffee alternatives worth the hype? From the brain-boosting effects of guarana to the calming properties of matcha, these drinks offer both an energy lift and enhanced mental focus. As interest in health and wellness grows, caffeine alternatives are gaining traction. Mushroom coffee combines ground coffee beans with adaptogenic mushrooms, providing antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. Matcha green tea delivers sustained energy without jitters, thanks to the amino acid L-theanine. Yerba mate offers steady caffeine release and health benefits. Yohan tea is mild yet energizing, while kombucha promotes gut health. Guarana boosts cognitive performance, and turmeric lats deliver powerful antioxidant benefits. And in entertainment news, amid global turmoil, the Telluride Film Festival returns to Colorado with a politically charged lineup. The 2024 edition features nearly 40 films and shorts, reflecting engagement with a shifting world outside theaters. Highlights include world premieres like Edward Berger's thriller, Conclave, and Ramel Ross's adaptation of Nickel Boys. Political star power will be evident with appearances by James Carville and the Clintons. Documentaries tackle hot-button issues, from Jair Bolsonaro's rise to Trump's family separation policy. Despite challenges, executive director Julie Hunsinger remains hopeful, emphasizing quality and the redemptive power of cinema. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American astronaut, Guion S. Bluford. And he said, "I wanted to set the standard, do the best job possible so that other people would be comfortable with African Americans flying in space." And African Americans would be proud of being participants in the space program. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.